This podcast is sponsored by Feedback Frontier. Elevate your book's credibility with $50 editorial reviews and boost your traffic. Choose audio reviews for an added touch. Visit feedbackfrontier.com today.
How to get your book reviewed: outreach techniques that work. Discover effective outreach techniques to get your book reviewed by targeted reviewers and boost your book's visibility with free and professional review services. Hey, so you've written your book and now you're wondering how to get it in front of readers, right? One of the best ways to do that is through book reviews. But honestly, reaching out for reviews isn't just about sending a quick email and hoping for the best. There's an art and some solid strategies behind getting your book reviewed that can make all the difference. Let's talk about some practical outreach techniques you can use to get book reviewed effectively without feeling overwhelmed or spammy. Whether your goal is to snag those early reviews to boost visibility or to get professional critiques, there are a ton of options out there, both free and paid, that fit different budget levels and marketing styles. Step 1. Research the right places to submit. First off, you don't want to send your book to just any reviewer. Targeting the right book review sites or book review blogs where your genre fits is crucial. For example, if you've written a thriller, look for blogs or sites known for reviewing that genre. This increases the chances of your book finding an enthusiastic reader who can provide a genuine review. Start by making a list of 10 to 15 places you'd like to target. Many book review services keep an updated roster of reviewers and blogs, and those are gold mines for outreach. Also, Google terms like free book reviews plus your genre to find bloggers who don't charge but still provide exposure. Step 2. Craft a personalized, friendly outreach email. Once you have your list, it's time to write your pitch. One super important tip: make it personal. Don't send a generic copy-paste email to 50 reviewers at once. Instead, mention something specific about their blog or previous reviews you liked, and explain why your book might suit their audience. Here's a rough outline of what your email might include. A short intro about you as the author. A brief description of your book without spoilers. Why you thought they'd like it, show you did your research. A clear ask about whether they accept review submissions. A link to your book, PDF or digital copy, or an offer to send one. Thanks in advance, and an easy way to opt out if they're not interested. Keep it friendly, respectful, and concise. Most reviewers get tons of requests, so your goal is to stand out without coming across as pushy. Step 3. Utilize book review submission platforms. Aside from reaching out directly, there are platforms designed specifically for book review submission. These platforms connect authors with reviewers and usually offer different packages based on how much exposure or feedback you want. Some even offer free book reviews if you fit certain criteria. Feedback Frontier is one such platform that helps authors connect with reviewers who provide honest and timely reviews. The best part is, the platform makes the whole process easy, from submitting your book to tracking your review status. If you want to streamline your review requests and reach a dedicated network of reviewers, it's definitely worth checking out. Step 4. Follow up, but don't bung. So you sent the email and you haven't heard back. It's okay, sometimes reviewers are busy, and your original message might have gotten buried. Waiting about 7-10 days before a polite follow-up is a good rule of thumb. In the follow-up, just politely check in and see if they got your request. Again, keep it short, respectful, and no pressure. If you still don't get a response after that, it's better to move on rather than annoy someone who clearly isn't interested. Step 5. Leverage social proof and reviews you already have. If you've gotten any reviews so far, whether from friends, early readers, or via free book review services, use those as social proof in your outreach. Including a short quote or a star rating in your emails can actually make reviewers more interested, because it shows your book is gaining traction. Also, consider asking reviewers if they're comfortable sharing their reviews publicly on Goodreads, Amazon, or their blogs. This feedback helps not only boost sales, but also builds credibility for future review requests. Bonus tips. Make sure your book's cover and description are polished. It's the first impression reviewers get. Consider offering ebooks, since physical copies can be cost prohibitive for both you and reviewers. Network with other authors and ask for advice or reviewer recommendations. Keep your expectations realistic. Not every outreach converts to a review, but every relationship can be valuable for your author journey. If you're feeling a bit overwhelmed or want a streamlined way to reach out to credible reviewers, Feedback Frontier can help take that off your plate. It's like having a support system that guides you through the process so you can focus on writing your next masterpiece. So, bottom line, getting your book reviewed isn't a one-step deal. It takes research, personalization, a dash of patience, and sometimes a little professional help. But all that effort pays off with exposure, credibility, and yes, hopefully more readers. If you're ready to increase your book's visibility and connect with real reviewers who care, check out Feedback Frontier now and get your book reviewed today. You'll be amazed how a solid review can change the game.